Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Dwayne. I was just wondering if there was an order set up, because I tried to sign into the app and it didn't do anything. And I thought I set up an appointment to have it installed sometime this month, I believe.
Okay. Dwayne, what is your last name, please?
Cody, C-O-D-Y. I'm pretty sure I did it in my name.
I'm not seeing anything for that.
How about Knapp, K-N-A-P-P?
First name?
Linda.
Yes. Okay, so I do see that. And can you verify the service address for me, please?
131 Clinton Avenue, Apartment 2, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. And what is the best phone number for us to reach in the event that we get disconnected?
It's 543-9817. It's 203 Area Zero.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And what is the best email address that's on the account that I can verify that we have it correct, just in case?
Or you could use mine for that, which would be witch, W-I-T-C-H, 382@gmail.com.
Okay. What is the one that we have currently on the account?
Probably Linda Knapp. What was it? Linda Knapp 40? Linda Knapp 40.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah, but if you want to send anything, you send it to me, because she's not really savvy with the whole electronic shit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a look and see when your appointment is for.
Right, now, as far as the payment goes, I mean, do we pay when it's installed, or do we pay after the first month, or?
So, typically, you should receive the bill 15 days after your effective date. Your first date of the billing cycle would be the date of install.
The what? Okay, so it would be 15 days after they install.
Approximately, yes.
All right. And then,
that's when you would receive the billing statement anyway, and then the bill is usually, it gives you the due date on that day, on that bill.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
So at the moment, we currently don't have an appointment set just yet because we're still a ways away from the in-service date. The in-service date is scheduled for the 25th of October. So when it gets closer to that time, we'll be contacting you with regards to scheduling a service.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
I thought it was earlier for some reason. I don't know why.
No. I see that we have... Yeah, it's in October, absolutely.
Yeah, I knew it was in October, but I didn't know exactly when.
Yes, and as far as the email to log into your account on the archtopfiber.com, right now it's set to her email, and the link would be in the email as well to set it up. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account, so definitely use that as a username. But as far as that goes, if the link has expired, just go ahead and do a password reset or forgot password. It'll email a new link to the email on file, and then you'll be able to go ahead and update that.
All right. I mean, we can't change the email, right, over to mine or no?
I mean, I can if you'd like me to.
Yeah, that would be better, definitely.
Okay, let me go ahead and update that for you.
I could access it. It would be a lot easier.
Absolutely. All right, let me go ahead and get into that for you. And just bear with me. If you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. What is the email?
wicch382@gmail.com. So okay.
So wicch382.
Yep, at Gmail.
Okay. Okay, and then just bear with me as I go ahead and update the login information as well.
Okay.
If you would like, I can also set a temporary password for you.
Oh, all right. Okay. Temporary? Okay. So the temporary one will be what? Just to sign in and then change it?
Yes, you would want to change it once you log in. You'll go to your profile, where it'll say My Profile, and then you can change your password by clicking on the edit under the security information, or where the security information is.
Cool.
Okay. And so the password is going to be temp with a capital T.
What is it? Temp?
Temp, like temporary, but short.
Oh, temp, T-E-M-P?
Yes, with a capital T.
2024
with an exclamation point.
All right.
Yep.
Temp 2024. Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
And just confirm it's wicch382@gmail.com.
Yep, 382, yep.
And let me know when you get in.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Yep. I can be pretty quick about it.
All right. So, yeah, it just came up. It's what is this? Just like a confirmation or something?
So it should be the terms and conditions. So it's like the terms of service that you should be reading through and then accepting. And then once you get to your dashboard, it'll let you know, like, hey, your auto pay settings have not been set up. It should also give you some information.
Please no. Yeah, there's... What the heck? Is that a zip file? Wait. Message was sent. It doesn't say anything. It just has a bunch of stuff. It says headquarters, just that. Does we... What?
No. So what you're going to go to is archtopfiber.com.
Oh, you want me? Oh, okay. Let me go there. I was on there before. Okay, so then I go into
sign in.
Sign in. And I put in my email.
Yes, correct.
And then I put in a capital T and then EFP 2024. Destination point enter.
Yes.
Safe. Yes. What is that saying? Reminder, you are not enrolled in auto.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the reminder that I was telling you about.
Linda Knapp. Oh, yeah. And then what's that 1331-1216? Is that like an account number or something?
Let me just take a look real quick.
It's on, right underneath her name.
Yeah, so that's actually the account and subscriber number.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of heard. Cool. Yep. And then it just says new invoice. Total due zero.
Yeah, because you don't have service yet.
Right.
Yes. Cool. So the first day of your billing cycle will be on the date that you have your install. So that is typically potential to change. It has the potential to change. But once you do get your invoice, your official first invoice, every day each month, like that day will be the same each month.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to change after that. So the date that if you set up auto pay, that date that your account gets withdrawn from, that will be the same every month, unless, of course, there's banking holidays, of course. But typically, they will keep it to the same day. Your billing statement will also come out on the same day every month. So, like, say if it's, like, the 15th, it'll be the 15th of every month, and it'll tell you the due date would be, like, the 30th or the 31st. So that will stay the same every month.
All right, that's good.
That way you know exactly what's coming out, when it's coming out, and it does not change. Nice. Also, be sure if you do plan on signing up for the autopay, definitely do it with the ACH, meaning the checking account, because that gives you the $10 discount versus a card, which would only give you a $5 discount.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so that's why we do encourage the checking account, so that you get the most savings.
Yeah.
And that's valid for 2 years.
Say what?
The price at that point is valid for 2 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very good.
And there's no contracts either, so.
All right. Nice. All righty. Thank you so much. Now, I can go into other things. Is that the only thing that it shows when you're on that site? Like when you're on the.
Nope. So if you look up top, you'll see dashboard, invoice and payments, services, my profile, inbox, documents. And then you can log out at that point as well. But essentially, you can also submit a ticket. If you see at the bottom right, it'll say quick ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So if ever you have an issue and just want to reach out instead of giving us a call, you can submit a quick ticket and we'll reach out to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, just quick pay, quick ticket.
Yep. And then also, if ever you need to upgrade your service, like say you have the 1 gig and you want to upgrade to the 2 gig, you do have that capability under the upgrade service area. Under services, of course. Or there's the quick links on the right side of the page where you can click on upgrade service.
Oh, well, if I'm on the right page, the only page that I get to is where it says her account number. It says not enrolled. Maybe it's not until I have 30.
Turn the phone sideways. It should give you a better view.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's
you turn it over and you got everything now.
Yes. Yeah, so the mobile version is a little bit different.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right, so now it shows everything. I got
Yes. So exactly. At that point when you're like, oh, I don't see all these options, that told me right away it was mobile. I'm like, turn it sideways. Yep. You should be able to see the full thing.
All right. There you go. That works.
Yeah. And don't forget to go to my profile and update your password to something that you can remember.
So like, where else is it?
So up top, there's the dashboard, invoice, and payments. Yep. So there's the contact information. Yes. So since I provided a temporary password, you definitely want to update that to something that you can remember.
So you put in the current password and then a new one. Okay.
Correct.
Sounds good.
So the current being the temp 2024 exclamation point. You would type that in as the current password, and then you would update to whatever password you would be able to easily remember. Can't speak today. Don't mind me. I'm tripping over my own words.
Well, you're set. All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Dwayne. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, definitely look forward to us reaching out closer to the 25th to go ahead and get you guys scheduled. And I'm glad that I was able to help you get into your Archtop Fiber Online account.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Anytime. You as well, and have a wonderful weekend coming up as well.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.